close your eyes and look inside yourself, because we're going to have a conversation with ourselves. So just look inside and see if you can identify that part within that blocks you from what you want to do. So there are maybe things you want to do. Maybe you can first reflect on what kind of things those are that you would really want to do. If you had total freedom to choose what to do in your life, what would you do? And then identify that part inside yourself that blocks you from what you want to do. So that is the first instruction. Now the second instruction, see if you can localize this part in your body. And focus on that part inside yourself that blocks you from doing what you want to do. Focus on it in your body. That is the second instruction. Now the third one, can you see how you feel about that part of yourself, that part that blocks you? How much of yourself is actually present in that part that blocks you? Or are there maybe other parts inside yourself? Other parts who don't agree with it, or have judgments, or have another position towards the part inside you that blocks you? That is the third instruction. So how do you feel about that part that blocks you? Now, the fourth instruction is, if there is a part inside you that is angry with that part that blocks you, could you ask it to step away and make an open space in which you can be curious for the part that blocks you? That was number four. Number five. Now, how do you feel about the part inside you that blocks you? Can you become a little bit curious towards it now that the space has opened up? Can you look at it in a non-judgmental way? And then we're going to have a little conversation with it. So, the first thing, now we're on number six, ask it what it wants you to know about it. Hello, part of myself that blocks me. What would you like me to know about you? That was number six. Seven. Ask it what it is afraid of, what could happen if it didn't do its job. So, if you wouldn't block me, what do you think, dear part of myself, that would happen to me? That's number seven. Number eight. See if you can appreciate it for trying to protect you. And number nine. Ask it what it would like to do instead if it wouldn't need to do its job to block you, if you could heal or change yourself totally, if I could heal or change myself, what would that part in me do that now has the job of blocking me? What would it like to do instead? And 10. Ask it how old it thinks you are. And then let it know how old you actually are, in case it is wrong. Those were the 10 steps. So now you can take some time to come back to reality here around you and make some contact with what your feet under or feel what your feet underneath are feeling, or make some contact with your buttocks and the feeling of the chair you're sitting on, and maybe the noises you hear around you. And so just come back to the here and now at your own tempo. Take your time for that, a few minutes.